the people that are like, wouldn't it be hysterical if we went bowling? Because for most of us, bowling is the activity you do after you've done everything else. It's like, well, we could go bowling, or we could just hang ourselves. Why don't we go bowling? No one's ever jealous when they hear you went bowling. Oh, you went bowling? Glad I couldn't make it. Bowling's great. You gotta love a sport you can eat while you play it. Never see that in tennis. Hey, before you serve, let me dig into these nachos. It's a different sport. There's an ashtray built into the bowling equipment. Poker doesn't even have that. And that hand dryer thing? If you're sweating while you're bowling, you're out of shape. And if you're out of shape and you're bowling, you're probably a professional bowler. Nothing really healthy about bowling. It has to be the germaphobe's nightmare. Here, put on these moist shoes 10,000 people wore. And stick your fingers in these dirty holes. Now you have the flu. How dirty are those holes? It's not like those balls wear out. They probably haven't manufactured a bowling ball in 1,000 years. Someone's out there using Fred Flintstones right now. That is preposterous. I don't own a bowling ball because I'm not a weirdo. Yeah, I want to volunteer to carry around a 50-pound ball. Can you put it in a big, ugly purse? That's how I want to meet the ladies.
Oh, couldn't help but notice you staring at my purse. It's filled with a big blue ball. Mind if I follow you around the parking lot? I'll just be humming. Ball in the bag.
It's the worst song ever. I always have to pick out my bowling ball. I can never find the right one. I'm like, this one's too heavy. Oh, this one's good, but it's pink. My fingers don't fit. How do they decide on those finger sizes? They're either for a 5-year-old girl or the Incredible Hulk. How big are some people's fingers? Some guy wearing a catcher's mitt?
Yeah, it's good. I can still catch the game, don't worry about it.
Those bowling shoes, no update there.
You need our special shoes before you can roll our magic ball.
Some people have their own bowling ball and their own bowling shoes and no friends.
That's mean.
I can say that because I like bowling. I watch bowling on TV because I use my time wisely. I saw this college team championship. Each team had their own coach. What kind of strategy advice is a bowling coach giving?
You know what this time, Timmy?
I want you to knock down all the pins.
You sure?
Trust me.
Just do it, son!
That's weird.
Bowling seems silly, but yeah, we all take it very seriously, right? Until we get that first gutter ball, we're like,
let me show you how it's done.
This is a stupid sport. There's few moments in life as humiliating as that gutter ball. The worst part is then you have to make that turn back to your friends.
That ball's broken. It's tilted down there.
You never want to be the worst bowler of the group because then everyone treats you like you have cancer.
You can do it. We're praying for you.
The advice starts,
use a heavier ball, keep your arms straight, you should get a vasectomy.
If you're really bad at bowling like me, they'll ask if you want the bumpers up. It's not like bowling's that complex anyway.
You want the bumpers? We can get rid of the pins. Why don't you take this coloring book and sit in the corner?
But I like bowling, though. It's perfect for the lazy man. No other sport has a machine that rolls the ball back to you. At arm level. All right, I'll keep playing. Is there any way I can do this in a chair or something?
I'm so proud of him. because he's going to clean the swamp, and I promise you folks, give him time.
It's Detox Mansion with Bob Angel, making radio great again.
Bigly.
Did you just say Bigly?
That's right, Bigly.
On 91.5 WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Street, so grim.
would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song, and I'll try not to sing out of key. Oh, I get by with a little help from my friends. I get high with a little help from my friends. Gonna try with a little help from my friends. What do I do when my love is away?
Does it worry to be alone?
How do I feel by the end of the day?
Are you sad because you're on your own?
No, I get by with a little help from my friends. Get high with a little help from my friends. I'm gonna try.
91.5 WMFO. Tufts Freeform Radio. That's brand new music from Foo Fighters. And Run is the name of the song. In case people were worried about Dave and the boys not being active, they've been kind of quiet for the last year. But that's the first single they've put out in quite some time. We'll get the full album in a short while. Before that, it was Warren Zevon did Porcelain Monkey, song about the king, Elvis, off his Life Will Kill You album that came out in 2000. Before that, the Beatles, of course, still loving this new mix of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, which we heard the title track, and with a little help from my friends. I just absolutely love the new mix of Sgt. Pepper. And I'm looking forward to the remix next year of the White Album. I think it's going to be great. Also heard the Rolling Stones from Exile on Main Street by request. We heard to Stop Breaking Down. Definitely, what an album from the Rolling Stones. Wish they'd put another one out like that. Just do Exile 2. No problem, right? And we start off with a little bit of comedy like we usually do. And Jim Gaffigan talking about bowling. I haven't bowled since I was 12 years old. Well, no, that's not true. I bowled some big balls, as they call them, out in the Midwest when I was visiting out there. That was probably in the 70s, so I'll say I was in the mid-20s when that was the last time I bowled. There you go. Got another set of music standing by with the Rides coming up in just a couple of minutes. Check a look at how hot is it going to be. It's going to be in the 90s today, tomorrow, and Tuesday. And not much relief at night. It's going to be very humid as well. Temperatures in the 90s all 3 days. And then it breaks Tuesday afternoon. We go right back into fall weather with temperatures not getting out of the 60s. Right now on the campus of Tufts University, we have 87 degrees at 11:25 a.m. How about that? Oops, wait a minute. I blew something again. Let's do this.
I find it really appalling that this year thousands of dogs will die of heat stroke inside parked cars. There, people thought that little errand would only take a minute, or it wasn't that hot. But delays happen, and temperatures inside a car quickly rise in summer, even when the window's cracked. Never, ever leave your dog inside a parked car. Your dog idolizes you. In warm weather, keep him safe at home.
For more information, visit PETA.org.
Yeah, especially true when it's in the 90s. So if you got pets, take care of them like they're your own brothers and sisters. Got a few people on Facebook this morning. Good morning to everybody who's joined us on the Facebook page. It's the Modern Listener Line. You can give us a request on the thread. And we've already taken care of the one that we have. But, I'm open to suggestion always. And you can always call us as well at 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. Make a request the old-fashioned way if you really want to. Let's kick this set off with The Rides from their first album. And The Roadhouse is the name of the song at 91.5 WMFO. Dead.
man. Tax man never leave me alone. Too many children wanna be fed, running round and around like devils in my head. Mississippi Roadhouse, where I begin, play my blues in for a bunch of college kids. Yeah.
I'm so proud of him because he's going to clean the swamp, and I promise you folks, give him time.
It's Detox Mansion with Bob Angel, making radio great again.
Bigly.
Did you just say Bigly?
That's right. Bigly.
On 91.5 WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Maybe I don't act the way I used to, cause I don't feel the same about you. In fact, that's a lie, I want you. And I race through soundcheck just to meet you on your fag break, and you convince me to put life aside and want you.
Yeah, from great new music from Catfish and the Bottle Men to some older stuff from Kate Bush. In fact, 1985. It's called Cloud Dust Busting. Cloud Busting is what I'm trying to say. On 91.5 WMFO.
I still dream of organ. I wake
I'm waiting. dream inside this paper bag. Thought I saw angels, but I
from my kingdom. Took a break from the war. Took time off from my kingdom. Raise up my creatures. Diamonds from space. Pure facets and features.
Last drag from your lips, making you think I couldn't was to let baby kiss some of those.
I think that's just great. Great new music, 91.5 WMFO. That's Spoon, the title track from their most recent album called Hot Thoughts. Before that, what did we play before that? We played Jethro Tull, To Cry You a Song, going all the way back to 1970's Benefit album. We heard from Kate Bush and her album from 85, one of her best, Hounds of Love, and Cloud Busting was this track we heard. Catfish and the Bottle Men, more great new music. We heard Soundcheck from their latest album called The Ride. We heard Rosehouse Blues from The Doors and Roadhouse from The Rides, which came out in 2013 on an album called Can't Get Enough. Can't get enough of The Rides. Can't get enough music here at 91.5 WMFO. Now, let's just address this little controversy we have going on the Facebook page. It's almost 90 degrees, and the humidity is in the dew point is in the 60s here. But that's not enough for our Florida friends who have 95 degrees and dew point at 72, which is, you know, just crazy. That's nonsense. We're going to have that, though, here within a couple of days. It's going to get more and more humid. And, you know, if you want to live in Florida, you kind of got to want to have high humidity. Am I right? We're in Massachusetts, so, you know, we shouldn't have to expect this. You know, this 50s and 60s actually is quite fine by me. And I know, they want me to move to Alaska. That's where I'll go. Or northern Quebec somewhere.
It's important to plan ahead for emergencies, like the storm. When it kicked in, we had a plan.
Separated.
We were able to get in touch with each other in no time.
I had no idea how to find each other.
My husband kept the kids occupied.
Tried calling our son, but there was no reception. Everything was down.
I felt like breaking down. We handled everything very well.
But I had to try and stay calm.
The whole experience was fine.
Was the most frightening 10 hours of my life.
It was kind of like a little family adventure.
Every mother hopes will never happen to her.
I remember the relief of being together.
I realized he was out there all alone.
If there's one piece of advice I'd offer other moms out there, it's to stay calm and keep to the plan.
Some parents plan ahead. Some don't. Make sure you know where to find your family in an emergency. Start your plan at ready.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Let's get another set of rock and roll going here. This is Freeform Music. Group Love, by the way, have a great new album out, but I'm not going to play something for that. I'm going to play something from what's the name of this album? Oh, yeah, Big Mess is the name of the album. And this is called Welcome to Your Life at 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Tufts. Freeform Radio.
Keep saying